SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. College football starts this week. We're going to keep going through more of the win totals. I think we're going to try to get through as much of the ACC as we can tonight. We have got all the baseball going on. I haven't talked about the golf yet. We got NFL. We've been diving in and out of some of the NFL stories from this past weekend in the preseason. And thank God the final week this week. I mean, these games have been so brutal in the NFL. Even Joe, who will try to sell you preseason football every day of the week and twice on Sunday, knows that these games have been pathetic. I mean, they've honestly been an embarrassment, most of them, when you really think about it. Like, Joe, listen to these scores. Just hold on. 14-13, 9-3, 13-12, 13-6, 16-15, 15-12, 13-9, 16-10, 27-2. Like, it's the games are pathetic. So thank God this is the last week of it, and then we get to the real deal. Mike Carver, and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You're incredible.
Oh, did you like that?
Pathetic. Yeah, I know. You got it all out of your system.
And they were pathetic. It's pathetic.
Oh, Carver, come on. It's these gutless head coaches. I don't understand. You have backup guys. They all talk about how bad.
But they don't even – they give you this big excuse about how, well, we need to see, these roster spots at the bottom of the roster are so important. If they're so important, why are we doing run, 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 punt? No.
Exactly.
So it can't be that important. It can't be that important.
Because they're all afraid. They're all scared. I can't lose anybody.
I want to break me down? I'm afraid.
Scrape your quarterback off the mat as long as he's not a starter. If he's a second and third stringer, like chuck it 40 times a game. I don't understand. What are you worried about?
It just really gets you going.
So you know what happens? Then you get the backup come in. He's a deer in the headlights, and he throws for 36 yards in a game, and he doesn't know his ass from his elbow because he can't read coverage. I don't understand it. Do you?
Yeah, I don't understand any of it, Joe. I can't figure any of it out, to be quite honest with you. I just can't. Oh, did DeJong get that, Joe? Is that out or is that foul?
DeJong, Cooper DeJong?
I think that was foul. Paul DeJong. Man, that's two on the Royal game, right down the line. I mean, you gotta be kidding me here. Man, Joe. You gotta be joking me.
Unbelievable corner.
You know, he missed it by a hair. Oh, he didn't miss that one, Joe. Next pitch, he did get it. Paul DeJong, two-run homer for the Royals. Let's go, Joe.
All right.
That was a putter with the golf.
Was it?
Yeah, but it was a putter with the golf. I try to find some guys in like the 600 range that I think could homer. So we got a couple putter with the golfs early, which is nice on a Monday to get some putter with the golfs in. That's real nice. All right, let's go, Joe. Let's get some things cooking now here. What do you say, Joe?
Let's do it. I need the old...
Bobby! Come on, Bobby! Here comes the Blue Jays with some guys on base. Let's go!
I don't know.
How many more you need in that game?
11 and a half.
Mm. Now, so you're saying we have work to do.
This bet in. Where is this guy putting this bet in?
What's the matter? What are you talking about?
I see some guy on X try to put in regular season receiving yards for all the rookies.
Okay.
And he could parlay it. I'm trying to do that with the running backs. So I can't do it.
Okay. What site that's at?
It looks like it's the Duel.
Okay. They got a lot of different markets, Joe. You got to really, is kind of torture, but you got to find the right ones. Oh, who hit that, Joe?
That
ball was smoked. That's a home run for the Orioles. 3-3.
Oh,
Urias
yes.
just went.
Let's go.
Big fly for the Orioles there. So big all the big fly. Bats on the Orioles, it's Urias who comes through.
All right, let's go.
And gets
Urias.
A piece of them.
All right, could these Reds?
All right, so this is where you need to find these, Joe. You see, you got to go to.
He's going to tell me.
Regular season. So go to NFL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find this for you quick. I'll find this for you quick, Joe.
Yeah.
If my screen could ever load up, I'd be able to find it for you quick.
I'm on.
So there's all the way. Let's see. Is it under player props? Here you go. Most regular season rookies, right?
Yeah, where's that?
The very last one.
What tab?
Man, hold on.
No, they don't.
Give me a moment. You got to remember, we're so close to football season now that they've got 6 billion things up here now. So it's going to take me a moment,
I'll
get you.
Rookies.
Go to rookies.
Yeah.
I found the rookies, too.
Okay.
One second. Rookies.
And you could parlay these?
Stat leaders are most regular season rookie.
I can't parlay them.
All right, well, you know what, Joe? Here's the only other thing I could think of. Maybe they're in a different state where you can. Some states you can, some states you can't.
Jeez, really clipping our wings here in Jersey.
That's what they like to do.
Limited options.
Very limited.
Jeez.
Very limited options. I'm sorry. I wish I could say something else, but I can't. It's limited options, like you said.
Can I do the college football games of the year? GOTY?
The table isn't open for everyone, unfortunately.
They're clipping me out, man.
I wish that wasn't the case, but sometimes they just, they don't let everyone in. It's frustrating, but they just don't do it. How about the Butler? You want to add the Butler tonight? Let's get the Butler in there for the A game. You want to get a homer for the Butler?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here's what I'm doing for the late game. Because I'm getting, some of my guys, some of my secondary plays have hit, Joe, but not really any big ones. Here's who I'm going to go with in the late games. I'm putting together a round robin. I'm going to go. Here we go. Carlos Santana for the Twins.
Okay.
Ramos for the Giants.
Okay.
Otani for the Dodgers.
All right.
You got to have a chalky one in there. And Brandon Lau for Tampa.
Go with Diaz.
No, I don't want Diaz.
All right.
And then I'm going to play the Butler for a couple put it with the Golfs.
Okay.
The Butler. The Butler did it.
Jeez. Clipping you too, Carver. The Butler.
Who's clipping? What do you mean? Who's clipping
you? Can't even
you?
Do the game of the year. I thought maybe they opened that up. Can't even parlay them.
No, they got you, man. They don't want you to do. If you give me enough time, I'll find what that slip is you sent me. I'll find it. Here we go. Receiving props. Is it under that?
No.
Hold on.
It's under that, but you can't parlay it. They're clipping me. They're clipping me.
Yeah, they're trying to stop you, obviously. They know that you're trying to get involved with this. That's probably what it is. It's not right, Joe. It really isn't. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. 3-0 Royals, of course, as we said before. Still 3-3 with the Mets and the Orioles. I'm actually looking for this. See, you got me on the hunt now, Joe, to try to find this thing.
They don't have it, Carver. You can't parlay it. They clipped us. That's the bottom line. I said it. I know what they're doing. Well, we can't do it.
All right. I'll eventually get to the bottom of that, Joe. I'm not going to leave you.
You're not going to get to the bottom of it because
I'm not going to leave you hanging on this, Joe.
All right.
I look out for you, Joe. I want to make sure I take care of you. I'm going to get it home for you.
You want to take care of me? Get me this over in Texas.
Okay, it's 4-3 after the Triolo homer.
I need more.
Okay, what are we at here? Fifth?
How about this?
Top
Could
five?
The Blue Jays get these to win?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, no, they didn't. He made out.
See, you're so bad.
I'm not so bad. I didn't tell them to make out.
Big Bad Vlad would have gotten it.
What the heck is this?
Why?
Man, you talk about clipping me. They're clipping me here. What is this?
Well, they're clipping you as you speak.
Yeah, I'm trying to, this stuff they used to let you parlay, they don't let you parlay anymore.
I told you, that's what I'm saying,
You know, it's just not right, Joe. It really isn't.
It's not right. I tell you that right now. That's all right. We're gonna smash them over the first couple of weeks of the college season. I'm going to put
you
in
You want to get in with some
specials.
Mickey Dunlap this week?
Nah.
Man, heart of a lion to make it to this week, man.
Heart
if you get inside
of a
the
lion.
50,
45
you played well.
To 1, Carver. Heart of a lion.
He is by far, I've seen today, the most popular guy. Everyone's running to the window with Nicky Dunlap this week.
I can't do it.
You only got 50 guys this week, Joe. I don't know who you're going to go with. A lot of your guys, nothing against your guys, but most of them have now been filtered out as you get to the top 50 on the points list. I don't see too many of your guys left.
Okay. All right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, all I can tell you is this, Carver. Okay?
What can you tell me?
My guy will be in the running. The guy that I pick and back this weekend, it's like a vote of approval. Okay? Once I back somebody, they're like heart of a champion, like Rocky. They're like a gnat. They can't get rid of them. They're all over you. All over you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay?
Interesting.
Well, what do you mean interesting? It's just the way it is. Heart of a champion.
All right. First and third for the Pirates here. Oh, top of the fifth with two out. Rowdy Tellez is up for them.
Oh, Tellez. Big shot.
Rowdy.
Could he get this in, Carver? Could he get this in? Rowdy Tellez. Put the pressure on this guy.
You got the Red Sox Astro game, too?
No. This guy struck out. This Tellez, he sucks.
Yeah, that was...
Three straight strikes. You got to be kidding me.
That was a tough effort.
These guys are terrible.
You were looking for more there, Joe.
Yeah, it's just the mind. You know what? It's the mindset. It's the mindset. You know what? I'm going to tell you something else, and Matias is going to get mad. I heard an interview with you, Don. Okay, he's another one. Okay, I'm like a journeyman now. I'm just happy, happy to be, be blessed to play football. Yes, you're right. You know what I didn't hear? Hey, I'm going to bring home an NFC championship. Hey, I want a Super Bowl. I'm hungry to get it. So I don't even hear that from these guys anymore. Is there any team goals that these guys want to attain anymore? Oh, I'm just happy I could play out my career, blessed that I could play football. Yeah, God bless. There's a certain 2% that could play the game of football. But on top of collecting what's yours, can you try and win something? Can you have that killer instinct? God, all I hear is, I'm just happy to, when I retire. Then you're checked out already, guy.
It's finished.
Give me a break.
Joe doesn't like when guys talk like that. He doesn't. And I
just got traded. You just got traded. Okay, you're in your hometown of Atlanta. Okay, hey, we're going to bring a championship here. I don't want to hear about, oh, I'm happy about, you know what? Sold on this team, this gutless team. It starts at the quarterback, and it trickles all the way down. Okay? I said it. And get Matias back. Kirk Cousins hasn't won anything in his career. Nothing. Sold.
You know what, Joe? You know what he said today, Joe? They asked him about his contract extension. Did he ask for? Is he looking for a contract extension? And he said, "No, I'm not." He said he wants to prove it. He wants to prove it this 1 year. He has 1 year under contract right here. So he wants to prove it.
How about
you know what? I like what he said today that he wants to prove it.
But you know what? I guess he didn't do anything in New England in his last couple of years, but just compile stats because they sucked.
Well, you know what? He bossed around Storm Norton today. He bossed around the offensive lineman today and got to the quarterback a couple times, Joe. So he was feeling pretty good at practice, Joe.
All these guys worried about their brand. How about you worry about winning championships? How about you worried about winning a Super Bowl? That's what separates Pat Mahomes. That's what separates Tom Brady. All these guys, I'm sick of them.
Wow. How do you really feel?
I am. Seriously, they get paid hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay? They're blessed to play a game. Go win it all. That's the number one goal.
It's about the brand, Joe. You know that. Brand's what matters. Marlins are making noise here in the ninth. How about that? 9-6 with Burger Time coming up. Can we get a Burger Time, Garbage Time, Homer here? Carver and Lisi, we're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on the grid. All right, Joe, I want to start to get to some of these totals.
All right.
That we have here. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
You got me all hyped up with that.
With what?
Bring me off football. I get all crazy.
I'm not bringing you off the football. I mean, I don't think that I'm doing that.
The Falcons, man. The Falcons are driving them crazy. My dirty birds, baby.
They're going nowhere.
Minus money favorites for the South.
Sold. I'll take a shot on Tampa Bay. I would even take a shot on Carolina before I bet Raheem Morris and gutless Kirk Cousins.
Wow. Gutless, Joe says. Gutless Kirk Cousins.
Joe, I forgot. Do we got Carolina? You have Carolina money line over the Saints week one, or Carolina to cover 4.5 week one?
What is this?
Better than
O'Neal's up. Could he hit a homer here? This O'Neal.
Sure. Why not? Could O'Neal hit a homer?
Come on.
Is he? Where do you see O'Neal up? All right, there he is. All right.
I see him up right now.
I see him up. Who homered for the Stros?
Nobody homered for the Stros.
I thought they were down 2-0.
They were. They scored a couple runs.
Okay.
You don't need that game. That's why I didn't let you know.
Interesting. Diamondbacks close out the Marlins 9-6.
O'Neal gets on. I mean, that's not what we were looking for.
It's not good.
Need a little bit more than that.
The Angels give you nothing tonight, huh?
Jeez. Can we get an Alonzo homer, Joe, from the Mets?
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, why? He's more.
How about Alonzo makes it 4-3 and then the Orioles make it 4-4 in the top of the ninth? How about that?
That I'll take. All right, but what did Martinez
see? Let's compromise a little bit.
What did Martinez do?
Well, he's up now. I want Alonzo to homer.
Right.
I want to eat too, Joe. I mean, it's just been you so far. You're just lapping it up.
I'm not eating. Right now, here we go. What's this now?
All right.
Yeah, he's starting now. You're eating.
Plate's full. I mean, let's.
Yeah, plate's full.
Let's go.
Yeah, ham.
Man, this Don't FSU start. Game down to 10.5.
Yeah, keep pounding it. Brent Pry, 7-2 against the number against ACC opponents. Haynes King, 27 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, 60% completion percentage. Ham. I'm all ready for Saturday. College football today. Lisi in the hot seat.
Is that right?
Yeah, Lisi's in
this
the
Saturday?
Hot
seat. This Saturday?
This Saturday. This Saturday.
First one of the year?
First one of the year.
Wow. Are you excited?
Nah, I mean, the first one, the week zero, I mean, I get excited to be back in the studio, but it's, you know, it's like a little anticlimactic with one game, two games, you know. It's like, at least last year.
I mean, man, I mean, this guy sits around here for months begging for football to be back, and now you're telling me you're not excited that there's games on Saturday.
No, I'm excited, Carver, but last year we had games from start to finish. We had Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that to the week zero schedule. They just don't have it at all. Like,
didn't week zero last year have the Vanderbilt Hawaii game that I smashed
with? Yeah,
right.
It did.
I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, now, signed, sealed, and delivered. I'll be out at dinner by 8.
Signed, sealed, and delivered?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Not hanging out for SMU Nevada?
I mean, I'll watch it, but I mean, it's not like a must see. Like, I got to be locked to the
Nevada. Nevada's going to win that game by 45 plus.
Nevada's going to win.
SMU is going to win the game by 45 plus.
I'll take a side bet. They're not going with Chuba Purdy.
I don't care who they go with.
Well, I'm just
like, man, Alonzo's such a loser. I'm not going to lie. He had a 3-0 count, Joe, right?
He struck out.
This Alonzo, he stared at three pitches right down the middle. Didn't even swing his bat. He stared at all three.
He's got the Gorilla Glue on.
What a loser.
Stuck to his shoulder.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. Ellie's got one last crack here.
Come on.
Top nine. It's a 6-2 game. Two outs. This will be his last at bat. Can we get a big fly from Ellie here?
Big fly. Come on. 7-2. He's out. Great. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you see, you doing that to me, it ruins everything for me. My God, he hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. He hit it right under the wall in dead center field.
It's one of those days. You know, sometimes you need a dink and a blast, a bloop and a blast. What is that?
A bloop and a blast, Joe. A bloop and a blast.
Right?
We got the night games. A lot of night games. Late night games. We'll be good. All right. I'll tell you, the Royal game bothers me because they should have more homers in that game.
Bloop.
They go to the ninth also at Citi Field. 3-3 Mets and Orioles. So you got that cooking too. All right, ACC Joe, here you go.
All right, let's go.
Let me give you a couple of these.
No music.
You've already made it clear that you're not in with the music this year.
No. I want my own music. Let's get it straight. There's two people here. Can't be you. You know, I know you're driving the bus, but this is, you know, it can't be. I need my own walkout music. This can't be. It's not like we're playing in your house every night. I mean,
send it to Matias and he'll play for when you do your picks.
Home field advantage every night.
You only got a couple days to figure it out because we obviously start this on Friday. So
I don't know. I feel like I'm up against it. I just feel like the forces are against me with you and Matias. You're not even giving me any walkout music.
You never said you wanted walkout music. You haven't even said what song you like, Joe. You've just been complaining. You haven't even given me some facts by telling me, hey, how about I want this, specifically this.
I'll get with you after the show. I'll get with you after the show. All right? We'll talk.
What does that mean?
That means I gotta even the playing field. I gotta, it's a Billy Club special, 2-for-1. I'm getting smashed here. Smashed.
You're not getting smashed by me. I just didn't know what the deal was with the music. That was all. But it's okay. All right, here we go. Let's do Florida State since they're playing this week. We'll start with them.
Okay.
Now, their number's 9.5, Joe. +104 to the over, -128 to the under. Of course, they've got this cross-pond trip against Georgia Tech here on Saturday. They're home for BC. That's actually, is that Labor Day night, Joe? Yes.
Yes.
They're the night game, huh? So they get the double game and they're playing Monday night of Labor Day?
Yeah,
that's a little too much Florida State for me. I didn't need that. They didn't have to double.
Castellanos pushed them to the limit last year. They won that game 31-29.
They didn't need to double dip me with two standalone Florida State games the first 2 weeks.
Two conference standalone games to start.
Yeah, I didn't, and not even good ones. They didn't need to do that. Nobody needs to see Boston College on Labor Day night standalone. Nobody does.
Yeah, Castellanos, you know, and Bill O'Brien, the second coming of others.
These people, like, they need to hire me for when they make their schedules. They just...
Well, look at you, encyclopedia of college football, mate.
They get the break. They got Memphis at home, Cal home, at SMU, Clemson at home, at Duke, at Miami, home UNC, at Notre Dame. Home Charleston Southern, home Florida.
They're going to smash Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm sure. In South Bend, I'm sure they're going to
do that. Yeah, in South Bend, they're going to smash them. I guarantee you this. The more
I
think about it.
Be careful.
I tell you what. Yeah, all right. I was there in 1993. All right. You were there, too. Charlie Ward. All right. Matt Fryer. We remember.
Let me just tell you something.
I'll just say this.
Neither of those teams are stepping on the field that night.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's just say this.
Then you know that.
Florida State got job last year. They were 13-0. They should have made the college football playoff. I'll just say this. Everybody's talking about who do they got. They have enough. And I'll tell you this. Marvin Jones, the transfer from Georgia, Patrick Payton are two bookends that could collapse on any quarterback in the conference. Okay? That defense held opposing quarterbacks to 48% completion percentage and 179 passing yards per game. This is, in my opinion, the best team in the conference. They're well over the 9.5. They might be an 11 or a 12 win football team yet again because the ACC sucks and they can dominate because of their defense. Okay, and I'm not sold on Miami, so I'm buying them. I'm buying the +150 to make the playoffs. And you know what? At 28-1 to win it all, they have value. I said it, not you. I said it.
Yeah, I'll say it another way. I think that they'll barely scrape this over. I think they'll lose two games.
All right, which two?
I think they'll lose to Notre Dame.
We're going to have to. You and I are going to get it on that.
And they will lose one of these random games. I don't know which one it's going to be. They'll lose either to Miami, Duke, Clemson. They'll lose another. In fact, with Clemson, you know, they lose the Clemson game, they could lose three.
Okay. All right.
The Clemson game is the swing game for me.
Kids
in
got
their
it
season.
All figured out. You know what?
That's their swing game.
Okay. Best bet over Florida State.
Yeah. They got no shot. You think they're going to win like 11, 12 games. I don't see it.
Okay. All right.
You know, I got to tell you, I saw a lot of people pumping Miami up to win. You sent me a few last week. I saw a few more today. A lot of people pumping Miami up.
Yeah, second coming of the U is back. Larry Coca. Right.
Before I do them, I want to. Before Dunn. I do them, let's do the other half of who's playing this week, and that's Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, Joe, is a 4.5 with -142 to the over, +116 to the under. And let me see here, over. Joe. You're going to take a shot on this over, huh? They play Florida State, obviously, this week in Dublin. Georgia State at home at Syracuse, VMI.
Yeah.
Jeez. At Louisville, Duke at UNC, Notre Dame at Vatech, Miami, NC State at Georgia. Well,
I think they listen, they're losing Georgia. Although they covered that number, they were 23.5-point dogs.
Yeah, but this is about winning.
All right, they're going to be, in my opinion, Georgia State, Syracuse,
VMI. You think they're going to go to the Dome and beat Syracuse?
Yeah, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, with a Fran Brown first-year head coach?
Fran Brown and a kid from Ohio State playing quarterback now.
Yeah, you think they're going to – that's it? Kyle McCord, that's it?
They're going to be a lot better.
Okay, all right. He's got
new chapter in Syracuse football.
All right. What about North Carolina?
I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of teams that could go into Syracuse and beat him this year. This isn't one of those teams.
Oh, there you go. Spoken. That's it. I didn't know I was talking to Herb Street.
I said it. In fact, this is a dead under for me. I'll be on it. Plus 116, under 4.5.
This is it. Kids got it all figured out.
They're going to get smashed.
Okay, that's it. All right, so I think they sniff 6 wins. I think they beat Duke. I think they beat North Carolina with gutless Mac Brown and Max Johnson. I think they could beat Vatek in Blacksburg. And I think they could beat Miami. Let me tell you something. Wherever Miami is right there, Mario Cristobal might be dead man walking by that time. So you know what? Give me the over.
November the 9th.
Question is he fired by then or no?
He's not getting fired this year.
Here we go.
They would have to go completely in the tank for him to get fired in season. Completely in the tank. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Walk-off homer for Francisco Alvarez, Joe, for the Mets. So they beat the Orioles 4-3. It's not what we were looking for. There at all.
Yeah.
Kansas City still only up 3-0. Hopefully the big bats all got one more shot. We can get one more shot with Witt and Vinny P before they get there.
This Texas game slowed down.
You know, I haven't seen anything from that in a while, so you're right. That's probably not going very well. I'm actually going to throw that on the other TV here, Joe, and try to root it in for you.
Yeah, we started right out of the gate with a lot of optimism here, Carver, and now we got nothing.
4-3 Texas, top of the 7th.
I mean,
can we get a homer from Reynolds here to make it 4-4?
Rockin' Ronnie Reynolds.
Brian?
I'm kidding. Yeah, why not?
I think he's out because he's walking back. He's walking back with a silly look on his face, and it looks like he got struck out. Strike out. Yo. All right. So there you go. And all the late games are starting to get going too, Joe. So we have that as well. All right. Miami, since we mentioned them, and Mario, big chest. 9.5. Plus 128 to the over.
Yeah.
Minus 158 to the under. Mario, big chest.
Everybody's taking this team.
At Florida. Florida A&M. Ball State. At USF. Vatek. At Cal. At Louisville. Home FSU. Home Duke. At Georgia Tech. Home Wake Forest. And at Syracuse.
Carver.
Yeah.
They're going to lose one of these games.
Could you see them lose? Like, you know they're going to make that Cal game like a 10:30 East kick out in Berkeley for TV. You could see them getting real sleepy out there on a Saturday night, late night, ACC after dark, Miami Hurricane game. Couldn't you see them losing like some 20-17 game at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I could see them losing to Florida. Florida's not an, let me tell you.
Florida sucks, Joe. They're bad.
Carver, Graham Mertz is at least an experienced quarterback, and Napier has his back against the wall.
I already told you. Mario Big Chest loses that first game. They might as well fire him there.
I said don't start. I said fire him. You said nah. They're not going to fire him after the first game.
Because I don't expect him to lose the first game. I don't expect him to lose the first game. They're not going to lose to Florida.
Plus 2.5, give me the Gators. I think I'm buying into Graham Mertz and Napier in week one. That's a right.
Yeah,
that could be a best bet for me. That could be a best bet for me.
God bless and good luck.
Here we go. You got it
with
all
that crew.
You know, you're just doing this to you. You see, you talk college football,
yeah.
Right? You ask me, you pump me up, oh, the encyclopedia, this, that. I give my expertise, and then you bash it right down. I know what you're doing.
This I didn't bash
you. Get me good. Yeah. Everything I say, you go the opposite. It's okay.
That's not true. We're both on Florida State this week.
I'm not gonna.
I get. There's gonna be a total here. Let's do a total. We're both gonna be in agreement on. All right.
Sure.
Let's do a total. We're both gonna be in agreement on. So what are you saying for Miami? Under.
Under.
I'll play them under too. See, we agree on that.
There you go.
We both think they're gonna go under. I just think they're gonna beat Florida. That's what you know.
All right. Let's go. Let's go to Louisville.
Okay. So there you go. I want you to make a pick. You want Louisville.
Louisville.
8.5.
They got Tyler Shook, the kid from Texas Tech.
Yeah, that automatically means they're an under. So 8.5, plus 144 to the over, minus 178 to the under. And then they lose, like, their best wide receiver to a collarbone injury or something the other day.
Yep. But look at the schedule. Yeah. It's light.
Well, it's pathetic is what it is. Austin Peay and Jacksonville State. That's pathetic.
They got SMU at home, Virginia. So, look, they could start 3-2.
Well, wait a second. They play Georgia Tech and Notre Dame in between that.
Yeah, Carver, they're going to win Austin Peay. They're going to win Jacksonville State. They're going to win Virginia. Virginia sucks. Okay? They're going to be 3-2 if you're giving them both losses to Notre Dame and G Tech, which, I mean, they could be technically 4-1. Miami, in their house, Boston College. 4 wins right there. Clemson, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm on the under. I'm on the under. This team's not winning 9 games.
Let me just see.
They're not going to win 9, and that's with those 2 embarrassing games to start the season. There's no way they go better than 7-5 the rest of that schedule.
You know what? I'm going to take a shot on the over.
Yeah, you're gutless.
I like the over with Louisville. I'll take a shot. I think he's a good head coach. I think their defense is better than normal. They could beat G-Tech. Don't be shocked. They can wrap around SMU. And they're going to beat Virginia because Tony Elliott sucks in regards to his play calls.
They'll lose to SMU.
There we go. You know what? Hey. They're going to beat Miami in their house. That's a game Big Chess will lose.
I wouldn't put that past Miami. That wouldn't shock me at all if they lost that game.
Miami lost last year in their house. 1-point dog, they lost to Louisville.
Miami stinks. I'm on the under for Louisville, under 8.5.
All right, God. Let's do your Manny. All you got to do is win a couple of games. 5.5.
Oh, I love this over. This is one of my favorite overs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Malik Murphy.
Yeah, let's take a look at
Manny Diaz. Home for Elon at Northwestern. Home for UConn at Middle Tennessee. That's 4-0 right there. Right out the door. They're going to be 4-0. I got to win 2 of their last games. I'll give them a comeback. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. So quickly, Joe, because we have a couple of things before we leave. Elon at Northwestern, UConn at Middle Tennessee, North Carolina at Georgia Tech, Florida State, SMU at Miami, at NC State, Vatech at Wake. Dead over 5.5 for Duke. Well over.
All right. Okay, I mean, I'm not a buyer of Diaz. It's a no play for me. I think they could struggle with, obviously, North Carolina's a rivalry game. You're buying into Malik Murphy. They could lose to Northwestern, even though there's no home field advantage. And isn't Moore a better head coach than Manny Diaz? I mean...
Who?
Your boy, Mora.
They're not losing at home to UConn, Joe.
Okay.
Not with Malik. Malik Murphy is a better athlete than any of the entire UConn team combined.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's it. All right. So then that's it. I'll root it in for you. I'll root it in.
And they'll win one of these other games at the end here.
You
I don't know which one.
Okay. All right. I mean, you're buying in to Manny Diaz that couldn't get it done with Miami.
Too much pressure.
Okay.
That's all nonsense down there with the U and the image and all that. Okay. He could just be a blue-collar coach at Duke.
Here's the headline. Under Manny Diaz, Duke decides on its starting quarterback. All right. Okay. Hopefully Malik Murphy's the guy. Better not turn the football over. Better be clean with it.
They'll be clean with the football.
Can't be running fast and loose. No,
that's all right. You gotta be fast and loose once in a while, Joe. You gotta be a little fast and loose.
No Lamborghinis in Durham there. You know what I mean?
All right, here's what you got, Joe, for tomorrow. You ready?
Good.
Arizona, Miami's a 7.5. Cabrera's going. Nobody yet listed for Arizona. Gomber and Hers, Gas Can City in D.C., 8.5.
Are we taking that?
Yes.
Okay.
Boyd and Heel for the Guardians and the Yankees in the Bronx, 8.5.
Mm. Okay.
Berrios for the Jays. Loves giving up homers.
What's that total? 7.5?
8.5.
Could the Reds break out for like 9 tomorrow?
Man, Quintana and Kramer for Orioles Mets. That's another good one at 8.5.
How's the weather supposed to be tomorrow?
I don't know. Cool.
Mm.
Big series, Joe. Phillies and Braves. Braves lose Riley for 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand.
Not good. Not good.
Flat 8 the total there.
I don't like it. I like the next game. I'm going to go
7.5 Milwaukee and...
Give me that total. Montas.
Montas against Fetty. 7.5 Brewers Cardinals.
I'm gonna take that, and I like, depending upon how this game goes tonight with Minnesota and San Diego, I'm going to take the over tomorrow night. 7.5. I might take all the 7.5s from... Milwaukee starting in the 8 o'clock window. So over Milwaukee, over Minnesota, and over Chicago, White Sox, San Fran.
Interesting. Royals are rounding the bases now, Joe. A lot of runs for the Royals here.
Yeah, I needed that yesterday. That's why. Cost me a parlay.
5-2 Royals, bottom seven. 5-2 Royals.
Jeez.
Still nobody out.
1-1 San Diego. They came right out of the gate hitting on all cylinders.
1-1. Yeah. Make it 2-1. 2-1 San Diego.
I need the Pirates to get this run in. 2-0 Oakland.
Who was it? Was it Rooker?
No,
it was J.J. Bleday. Man. Can Rooker get one now?
Sure, why not?
Come on. All right, Joe. Good job as always. Great job by Matias Perbell. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.